holiday.
A special wish from a group of special people. The personnel of the Jerry Pippin Show. Everyone on the staff would like to say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Christmas special. It's a little different this year than our regular shows, but hey, Christmas comes only one time a year. So let's get the show underway. Merry Christmas, everyone. Here's Rosemary Clooney.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Jim Mars calling for Jerry Pippin. Jerry, I want to wish you and all your listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And let's hope for good things on the horizon in 2012, that much anticipated year. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Hear the bells saying Christmas is near. They ring out to tell the world that this is the season of cheer. Singing sweetly somewhere, and a glow fills my heart I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. Telling Santa what to bring, and a smile upon his tiny face is worth more to me than anything. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be.
We have Grant Cameron on the line from Canada. Grant, we got a little echo, but let's put you on anyway.
Jerry, well, I wish you a Merry Christmas, Jerry, and I appreciate all the work you're doing.
Thank you very much. You want to say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas to everybody in America, and hopefully I meet up with a lot of you at the World UFO Congress, and we'll share some stories.
Okay, thanks very much. Merry Christmas to you too, Grant.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's snowing up there, I take it.
No, it's global warming. We love it.
Well, come to Oklahoma. It's snowing like hell. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
With you, Fawn, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Clifford Cliff on the line from Colorado, International Director for MUFON. Good to have you calling in, Clifford. Sorry about the echo, but the message, I hope, goes through. Merry Christmas to you. And everybody at MUFON.
How you doing?
See that I have a minute to say Merry Christmas to you and all your fans and those people that are listening.
Well, what are you going to be down in the at the UFO Congress this year? I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I'm speaking Wednesday morning. Well, things are extremely well with MUFON, and we're getting numerous cases reported all the time. We're August, we had over 1,000. We're back down to about 600 and some this month, but the UFO cases just continue to come in.
Clifford Cliff, thanks again for calling in on behalf of MUFON. He's the international director. Merry Christmas to you and everyone at MUFON and everyone listening.
Happy holidays!
A special wish from a group of special people. The personnel of the Jerry Pippin Show. Everyone on the staff would like to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
The money. I love my money. Who's there and what do you want?
It's Scratch It, sir. Scratch It. I'd like to talk to you, sir.
All right. Now, what is it, Scratch It?
Sir, it's cold. The temperature in my office is very cold. It's freezing in there.
I suppose you ought me to turn the heat up.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, heat costs money, you know.
But it's so cold. I mean, my gloves are frozen to the keys of the typewriter. They're stuck there.
Oh, that'll come out of your paycheck. Destruction of company property.
No.
Now, gloves cost money, too,
I paid for those gloves with my own money, sir.
Yeah, and just where'd the money come from?
Well, in my last paycheck.
That's right, Scratch It. My money. Those gloves will come out of your paycheck. Now get out of my office.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, indeed. Phooey. I think I'll turn in. Just count some of this here money till I doze off. One, two, three. $4 million.
Scrooge, wake up. Wake up, Scrooge. Wake up!
Oh, what the? Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas past. Remember last Christmas, Scrooge? Oh, you were so kind.
I was? I must have been ill.
Remember how you let Scratch It Off 15 minutes early for Christmas supper?
Oh, yeah, well, I thought he'd like to be home by about 9 o'clock. I'd let him off a little bit earlier, but he wanted money for Tiny Tim's singing lesson.
Oh, now look at this Christmas, you penny-pinching tightwad.
Now, you just wait a minute there, little feller. I ain't made fun of that funny little hump on your back. Besides, I let him off 30 minutes early.
Yes, but you docked him for it.
Only because he asked me for money for Tiny Tim's singing lessons again.
Well, damn. Oh, now let's look at next year's Christmas.
Wait a minute. What is this, the Twilight Zone?
Just come with me. Here we are at Scratch It's house.
Yeah, look at that clock. It says 8 o'clock. I'd let him off. I let Scratch It off an hour early. I don't think I must be getting soft in my old age.
They're just settling down for Christmas supper. Listen.
Now, come on, Tiny Tim. Eat up. You should be used to cornbread by now. Cornbread's not so bad after you get used to it. Come on, Tiny Tim, eat up.
Okay. Now then, look, they finished their meal, and Tiny Tim's going to sing.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
God, that's awful. I can't take it anymore. Now think, I could have been so foolish as not to give Scratchit the money for that Tiny Tim singing lesson.
It's time for me to go. I think I've made my point, so I'll just take you home.
What a dream! Oh, well, time to get to work. Scratch It! Get in here!
Yes, sir. You call me, Mr. Scratch.
Now, there, Sam. You can just call me Eb.
Eb?
Yeah. Now, I've been thinking that you've been with me for a long time.
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, why don't you take the whole day off with... Oh, heck, why don't you take the whole day off with pay?
The whole day off?
That's right, the whole day.
With pay?
Yep.
You really mean that?
Well, of course I do. I said it, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Besides, it's Christmas Day.
Yes, it is. I mean, thank you very much.
Don't run out yet. Here's your Christmas bonus, and I included enough for Tiny Tim singing lessons. No, wait a minute. Here's a little more money, so why don't you go and buy him a banjo instead? No, wait a minute. I got a better idea. Here's some more money, and just send them to engineering school or teach him to be a brain surgeon or something.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Miss Ev. Thank you. Thank
All
you
right,
very
Sam.
Much.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Ev.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, that was our own very special version of the Christmas Carol. And I would like to thank comedian Bobby Sessions for helping us out. Bobby and I used to do a comedy act together, Pippin and Sessions. You may have seen it as we worked around the country at local comedy clubs. But I had to get back into radio. I had to continue doing what I've always done and what I've always loved.
Excuse me, Mr. Pippin. Could you help me?
Why, it's little Stevie. Well, sure, Stevie. What's the problem?
I just found out there's no Santa Claus.
No Santa Claus? Sure there is. What makes you think there's not a Santa Claus, Stevie?
Well, you see, me and Thurman, that's my frog.
Mm-hmm. You have a frog named Thurman?
Yeah, and he goes everywhere with me. Well, we went down to Herkimer's department store to see Santa, and I was sitting on Santa's lap, and I had this cup of real hot chocolate because it was awful cold outside, and I sneezed, and I accidentally spilled it all over Santa's face and beard, and I tried to get my handkerchief out of my coat pocket. You see, Mom always puts a handkerchief in my coat pocket because when it's cold, my nose runs, and anyway, that's where Thurman sleeps, is right there on my handkerchief, and I reached in and I grabbed my handkerchief, but Thurman was on it, and I took Thurman out of my pocket and started to wipe Santa's face off with it.
No.
And he got real excited, and he jumped off of my hand, and he got caught in Santa's beard, and boy, was Thurman excited. And that's when I found out there's no Santa Claus.
What do you mean, Stevie?
Well, Santa threw down his beard and his hat, and it wasn't Santa. It was Mr. Jones, the fireman.
Well, Stevie, you see, Santa's a very busy man, especially at this time of the year. So there are lots of fellows like Mr. Jones who volunteer to help out Santa. You might say they're Santa's helpers. But, Stevie, don't you ever, not for a moment, believe that there's not a Santa Claus. Because Santa is as real as the spirit of Christmas.
Then there really is a Santa? Boy, is that great news, because my frog, Thurman, was really excited, and I'm sure glad it was Mr. Jones and not Santa, because he's going to have a big old wart.
Christmas is for children, just for grown-ups say Santa's down the chimney. That's for children, like the reindeer and the sleigh. That same tale is told every Christmas Eve again. We may think we're old, but our hearts can almost believe again. Christmas is for children, but aren't we all children? Christmas Day. Papa will someone explain why it's all that Papa will bother with? I guess Christmas is for children. But aren't we all children? Christmas
Day. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mama kissing Santa Claus last night. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mama kissing Santa Claus last night.
Jimmy Boyd and I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. He recorded that when he was, I don't even think, a teenager yet. Many, many years ago. But, of course, Christmas is important for children especially. And we have Martin Washburn on the line from Las Vegas, along with his daughter, Jacqueline. She likes to be known as Jackie these days because she's now a teenager. I was around when she was first born there in Las Vegas. Martin and Jackie, hello. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Very well.
Hi.
We've been listening in. We called in late. We called in on the line. It was quite busy. But we sure enjoy your shows, enjoy your website, and your constant updating of your website. We really do enjoy it out here in Las Vegas.
That's great. Now, you got a pretty daughter.
Thank you.
She's leaning over. And,
this is, for our listeners around the world, Martin, I remember your daughter who, when she was first born, and Martin's in Las Vegas, and I tell you, Lady Jacqueline is what we always called you, but you're Jackie now because you're a teenager, right?
Yeah.
Well,
one of the things I miss about Las Vegas is the Strip. I call it the Street of Dreams, and on Christmas, always some nice Christmas lights here.
Well, I was walking by today, and a young guy in his 20s had a $50,000 line at the crap table, and he picked up the dice, and he bet, and he could do no wrong, and about 14 minutes later, he had $550,000. He cashed out.
I'd have left town.
No, I've only seen that twice in my life, and I fell down. I was just walking by.
Yeah, you always used to say that when I caught you in the casino. You would say, yeah, I'm just walking by.
Hi, Jackie. You said delivered an angel. Her mother makes angels this time of year, angel dolls, and we delivered one to a dealer. And as we were leaving, Jackie went to the food court and with a friend, and I saw this happen.
Wow. Which casino was this?
As at the Palms, and they'd raised the limits for this young guy.
Yeah, Jackie, he always went to the in places, so he went to the Palms. Okay. I'm a big fan of your dad, so.
Well, no, it's the other way around. Jerry Pippin and myself, we shared an apartment together. And
yes, we did. We lived at the Jockey Club, as a matter of fact.
That's correct. It's sandwiched in between.
Yeah, we had the penthouse, as a matter of fact.
Oh, we
Those were the days of crazy radio, right?
Yeah. We've been around the block. Jim Wallace called me today. I haven't had time to return the call. Jim Wallace also was with us, and he used to sell advertising for our radio shows out there. And you guys are still moving around and clicking around.
Yeah, Jerry stayed busy all the time while he was out here in broadcasting. So Jim Wallace and myself, we kind of followed you around and helped in the studio.
Yeah, we had fun. I remember the time we did. I think you were with me the time we did the remote over at the Cowboy the rodeo. I put on a cowboy hat and.
And
I still got all those pictures someplace. I had the Will Heights leather jacket on, if I remember correctly. I looked just like a cowboy.
There you are.
Jackie, you want to wish everybody Merry Christmas for us? We got to go.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's get it.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin.